Imam Musa Sadr elaborates on the definition of this world and the hereafter in Islam.
در دین اسلام دنیا و آخرت یک مفهوم و یک واحد را تشکیل می‌دهند. در قرآن کریم به این موضوع چنین اشاره شده است.
In Islam, this world and the hereafter together form a single concept. The Holy Quran says in this regard, whoever acts righteously, whether male or female, should he be faithful, we shall revive him with a good life and pay them the reward by the best of what they used to do. And those who act and behave in a true way towards God, they will be awarded with a good life in this world and great rewards in the hereafter. As viewed by Islam, this world and the hereafter are not two separated things. The true path is a way which provides human with both future and ultimate salvation at the same time. It is very simple that human moves in this way with a righteous intention. As I said one day that human has various points and different objects inside. Well, then if he makes it to find a way to satisfy all those objects, indeed that way is towards success. And that he will move towards the goal with much power and concentration.
از کار کردن، از مدرسه رفتن.
Naturally, if we manage to create a righteous intention in either studying, working, attending a school, and even housework and office work, then we have put all these tasks in the way of worshipping. Worshipping is not limited to saying prayer and fasting. Prophet Muhammad told Abu Zar, who is one of the closest companions to him, try to regard intention of proximity to Allah, even in sleeping and eating. Yes, sleeping and eating are means of life for human. They empower us and provide more energy for us to take steps towards right things, people's good and humanity. Thus, sleeping and eating with intention of proximity to Allah and decision to do good are regarded as worshipping.
با قصد قربت و با تصمیم بر کار نیک انجام گیرد عبادت است.
Ulama's speech every odd day on the Call of Islam Radio.